AmericanFamilyInsurance.com/dreams. Online, on call, in person.
American Family Insurance.
Rock 104.9 is the Quad City Rocker. Mike Schultz is the entertainment editor and movie critic for the River City's Reader, and he joins us here live on the studio on Fridays. His appearance is brought to us by Rave Motion Pictures.
18 on 53rd. Visit ravemotionpictures.com for showtimes. If you sign up, then you get free popcorn to begin with, and then you also get the showtimes sent to you on Friday morning. All digital pictures with more stunning 3D offerings, free refills on large popcorn and soft drinks. And, of course, they have the IMAX.
I see here at rcreader.com that there's something about Sharks 3D, but that's not Shark Night 3D.
No, this is something at the Putnam Museum. I saw that last week, actually. Let's get started
with the IMAX there at the Putnam. What is this?
Yeah, this is it's one of their, they call them edutainments. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a little 40-minute thing, basically designed for grade schoolers, kind of showing you about life under sea and stuff. It's not bad. It's beautifully filmed. It's from 2004, I think. It's kind of an older movie that they're bringing in. Maybe to capitalize on the
sharks
movie.
Do the sharks look like 2004 sharks?
Well, no, they're dated sharks. Yeah,
yeah, right.
It takes about 20 of the 40 minutes to actually see one. It's very strange.
Oh,
it's,
yeah?
We deal with a lot of jellyfish and a lot of turtles and a lot of sardines and stuff, and it all looks really cool in 3D.
You're making me hungry.
But I'm sitting there. But you kind of sit there going, We're gonna get to the sharks eventually, right? And when they show up, I mean, a lot of time is spent. It's designed for little kids.
Nobody's buying a ticket.
Be afraid of the sharks. They're not going to come on land and eat you.
Do you find out though when you're looking at the octopus and the turtles and the sardines and all that you're seeing it through the shark's eyes?
No. What's interesting is the movie is narrated by a turtle. A turtle is the narrator and kind of guides you through. Oh, these are my friends, the sardines, and these are my friends, the jellyfish.
How they make that happen?
Voiceover. You know, we follow an actual turtle, the bottom of the sea. It's really well done.
Morgan Freeman's going to be out of a job here pretty quick,
right?
Talking turtle.
I was waiting for his voice to show up. It didn't happen, but it's cool. It's fine for kids. It does what it's supposed to do. It's like, let's show you some sharks, tell you why you should not be terrified of them, and also look how scary they are when they eat a fish. So. It's fine.
Well, yeah, there's no reason to be terrified unless, of course, one has you in your teeth.
Yeah, yeah. Or is doing a candygram,
in which case. It's time to freak out, yes.
Yeah, then I'd freak.
What else did you see?
He'll eat your ass.
That he will do.
Speaking of eating your ass,
I saw Don't Be Afraid of the Dark.
Yeah.
But, little kind of creepy golem-like things who want to eat a child's teeth is basically the idea.
Eat the teeth?
That's what they do. They eat kids' teeth. Yeah, it's a whole
premise.
I did too. I was really excited. Really excited for about a half hour, and it's kind of creepily shot. It's kind of entertaining.
Yeah, but it falls apart. Huh?
As soon as they show the little creatures, and you're just like, oh, really? That's it? I mean, it looks like a little golem. And they say things like, they're like, what do you want?
We want you.
You know, and you're just like, oh, really? Honest to God, it turns into Gremlins.
It becomes
hilarious. Yeah. Me and my friends, I ran to a couple friends and we watched it together, and we were like cackling in the theater, and nobody was playing ball with us. They were there to be scared, damn it. And so we're not chuckling. But the whole thing is hilarious. It's a hoot. Guy Pierce plays the dad, and Katie Holmes is his girlfriend. She's like, we have to get the girl out of the house. He's like, yeah, I know, probably. Yeah, we should probably do it. And you're like, get the kid out of the house, for the love of God. There's one great scene where Katie Holmes goes to like learn more about the creatures in the house and stuff, and the scientist she talks to is like, yes, you have to get her out of there immediately. Now, if you want to learn more about these creatures, that you can go to the library at this special section. So she goes to the library first. She lets the kid in the house alone for another few hours while she like is, you know, getting microfiche, you know, and like checking out the history of these. It's like the kid is in the go save her.
The whole time she's in the library, she's like, wow, I really should go get that.
All of a sudden,
it's the scene from All the President's Men in the library.
Yeah, it's totally that. They've got the green lamps and everything. It's like the same library. Oh, so yeah, I roared. I had a good time, but boy, it's terrible.
You enjoyed it on accident.
I had fun despite the movie.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And then Our Idiot Brother.
Our Idiot Brother. Yeah, what a disappointment that was. Yeah, that was too bad. There's literally no plot. There's literally no narrative. It's Paul Rudd is like this sweet, adorable, kind of smelly slacker stoner guy who shows up at his sister's houses and hangs with him for a while, and then goes to another sister's house and hangs with her for a while. And They all have one personality trait that makes them miserable, and by the end they realize, oh, he's not such an idiot. He's actually a really well-meaning guy, and he's going to make my life a little better. I mean, it's just, ugh. Okay. It's just indie,
stay away, huh?
Indie precious, you know, it's, yeah. But really well done. I mean, it's filled with talented people. They know how to play their one character trait really well, but that's all they get. They get, like, one shot, you know. Steve Coogan is in it, who's great, generally.
Right.
But, I mean, all he plays is, like, this horrible kind of mentally abusive husband, and so he's unappealing like from the first second and never gets any cooler. It's a waste of talent.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, I was bummed. Not very good. Paul Rudd's great, but who cares? So yeah, that's where we're at.
We have three movies opening up at Rave this weekend that I'm aware of.
I think we got four actually.
Okay, well,
but
which one am I?
Do the three.
Well, I've got Apollo 18, The Untold Story of NASA's Covert Final Operation to the Moon, which revealed disturbing evidence of new life forms. A little bit from the trailer here. Apollo 18 in theaters today.
Okay, 18, you are go for landing.
We're go for the moon.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Up on the ridge, 10 o'clock. Found a Soviet helmet and are now following what appear to be tracks made by a possible Soviet cosmonaut.
Why didn't we know about this?
What the hell was that?
Something else out here.
Something's moving. It's inside my suit.
I can't get it out. It's in my helmet.
That sounds spooky.
I'm kind of excited.
Yeah.
I got to admit.
Why didn't we know about this? Well, you do now.
This is the hell of a time to find out about the...
be interesting if we find out that the people are... these monsters are... made out of cheese.
The cheese monster.
It would be something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys got it half right.
Also in theaters today, we've got Shark Night 3D. Now, we talked to the star of this movie, Sarah Paxton, yesterday. A weekend at a lake house turns into a fight for survival when a group of friends discover the waters are infested with sharks.
And isn't there a really easy way to avoid being killed in this movie? A really easy way?
You would think.
Okay. Tell them what you said yesterday about what you read.
Well, first of all, this lake, this saltwater lake, has been stocked with these killer sharks.
Oh, interesting.
It's not just
by an evil person.
Okay.
A random Sarah chance.
Said, yes.
All right.
And basically, these kids show up for summer fun, and when the one guy comes back with his arm bitten off, the mood darkens.
Ah. Okay. As well it might.
Once me and my pals are in the water and someone gets their arm removed by a shark.
You know what I'm doing? I'm playing Parcheesi for the rest of the weekend.
Yeah.
I'm having s'mores.
How about we stay on land?
Yeah. How about we just chill in the house? You know, Tetris, a nice book.
Here's a little bit of Shark Night 3D.
Hands up!
We are going up to Lake Crosby to Sarah Housky's house.
Are you ready for the lake?
Let's go!
Room for one more?
Yeah, totally.
Cool. Good boy.
Oh.
You guys have fun back there.
Not quite what we had in mind. Let's rock it out.
Your house is on an island?
Oh, it's going to be a good weekend.
Somebody do something.
It's insane. This is a lake.
It's a saltwater lake.
I don't know how the hell they got in here. Maybe someone put them there.
I feel like we just saw the whole movie.
Yeah. We've certainly seen the first hour of the 70-minute movie, my guess is.
What's wrong with the little freelance orgy in an air-conditioned cabin?
Right?
How about you knock out a weekend doing that? As opposed to...
Once the first guy gets his arm chewed off... Where's the rest of the... I'm staying on land.
How the hell do sharks get in a lake?
It's a saltwater lake.
And then he looks
at the camera like, you buying this?
Yeah, saltwater lake, don't you know? Those are pretty popular.
It's a hot tub time machine.
Also opening today, The Debt. A trio of former Mossad agents are haunted by a dangerous secret mission they undertook over three decades ago. Mm-hmm. Here's a little bit from The Debt.
You have to find out where he is.
What are you talking about?
David has taken himself out of the equation. I can't do it. You're the only one left.
Are you insane?
We can't...
Well, I can't do it. I can't.
me, I'm not capable. I haven't been an agent for 30 years. You're insane. No, I can't do it.
You have to do it, Rachel. Because for 30 years, you've been taking the credit for it.
It's got that Jessica Chastain, who is in every damn movie.
Yeah, did you hear how that worked out? I mean, it's like she shot them over 3 years, and just release schedules, they're all coming at the exact same time. It's weird.
Yeah.
It is weird. She's so good, though.
I've never heard of her, and now she's in everything.
Yeah, she's a hoot.
Yeah.
I really like her, yeah. It's got good people in it, though.
Yeah,
Helen Mirren, right? And Tom Wilkinson, I think, and Sam Worthington.
You've been getting credit. I like that too.
Yeah,
I like that little
bit. Fun.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. What else is in theaters? What have I?
There's something called Seven Days in Utopia, maybe. That's playing at Rave. It's rated G. It's like an inspirational story about a kid golfer or something. I don't know. I briefly ran across it earlier this week going, oh my lord, four movies?
A kid gets kicked out of heaven or something, or what?
I don't know. No,
Seven
it's got
days.
Robert Duvall in it and somebody else who won an Oscar. Who would it be? I don't know. Are you on that website by any chance?
I'm looking. I don't
check
see.
It out.
Is it possible you dreamed this?
This is absolutely possible.
Maybe Seven Days in Utopia.
There we go.
Follows the story of Luke Chisholm, played by Lucas Black, a talented young golfer set on making the Pro Tour. When his first big shot turns out to be a very public disaster, Luke escapes the pressures of the game and finds himself unexpectedly stranded in Utopia.
Okay. I knew there was something. That's the one I might be missing this weekend. I'm not sure if I can do the
stranded in Utopia.
Sounds like a cool place to hang.
I'm sorry. Utopia, Texas.
Oh.
Ah, there we go.
Okay.
Hence Lucas Black. Because if it's set in Texas,
right.
Get me Lucas Black.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And then it's home to eccentric rancher Johnny Crawford, played by Robert Duvall.
Who is the other? Who's the woman? Is it Marcia Gay Harden, maybe, that I'm thinking of?
I don't.
It's got some Oscar-winning
let's
actress.
Let's go ahead and say yes.
Okay.
But I don't know that to be true, but
right.
it seems right.
Okay.
No, you know who it is?
No.
A brand new Oscar-winning actress. It's Melissa Leo.
Ah! There we go.
Who is focused on her work.
Yes, she is.
It's about the work. She's the worst.
She's crazy. Yeah.
That's it, right?
That's it.
Off
yes,
you go to the movies, young man.
Yeah,
he's Mike Schultz, and we won't talk to you for a couple of weeks now.
Right,
the 23rd
we'll
be back.
Week, and
I'll
be gone
next week.
Other.
You're off.
We've got our Cubs trip.
There it is.
I'll miss you guys.
He's Mike Schultz from the River City's Reader. Follow him on Twitter. What is it? Mike Schultz
Mike
Now?
Mike Schultz Now, yes.
At twitter.com and rcreader.com as well.
Indeed.
As always, Mike, thank you.